The letter pages of the evening news is, as usual, dominated by comments on really current problems, visited several times in the paper. David Wright of High Kelling questions how the daily COVID figures are actually calculated. He says, "I am not alone in wondering how the various daily COVID figures are calculated, so if anyone can throw a little light on them, it would be appreciated. We are told of the number of daily deaths from COVID related to different reasons, which, to my mind, are lower than those caused by winter flu. Why then are the words, for any reason, now omitted from the daily figures? Furthermore, why are we not told of the number of deaths from unvaccinated persons or those with underlying health problems come to that? A little more detail would, I am certain, be welcome."
The paper has recently carried news of the proposal to change yet another empty office block into student accommodation. This has provoked a flurry of emailed responses, generally with the same message. I'll read some of them. Henneke Lambert says, "Do we really need more student accommodation in the city centre? What about more affordable accommodation for the everyday person?" Emailer Everything Is Awesome asks, "Why, when we have families calling out for flats or houses, plus there are homeless and those in awful accommodation that are looking to be rehomed, we have enough student accommodation as it is." The last word goes to Paul Warman Blackburn, who writes, "There will be more student flats in Norwich than students soon at this rate. This city is turning into student flatland."
Praise for the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital and their staff comes from Bill Woolnow of Swanton Morley. "I was unfortunate in contracting a severe bout of food poisoning, which resulted in spending the weekend of January 8th to 10th in the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. On catching up with news by reading my Saturday copy of the paper, I was surprised to read of the hospital's staffing problems due to COVID absences. If there were problems, then I saw no effect upon the excellent care and attention to myself and all other patients with which I had contact. I could not fault it in any way, and they soon had me on the road to recovery. These wonderful people put themselves and their families in danger every time they enter their place of work. They do it still with a smile and kind word for patients. I was told by one young nurse about Christmas with her two young children of 6 and 4. Both this past Christmas and last year's were spoilt by both herself and her husband suffering from COVID. These are the real heroes in this situation, and I thank every one of them for their care and dedication."
Finally, you may know that the preparation of a coffee in a cafe is now managed by a barista, spelt B-A-R-I-S-T-A. A delightful misprint, which I assume you will catch on to from the following, caught the eye of Chatterbox's David Potten, who wrote, "I was delighted to read on January 11th that a new artisan-style cafe is working with a highly qualified barista who will help develop a menu consisting of homemade cakes, desserts and sandwiches. I assume that the chef is arguing cases in court and making sure that the defendants get their just desserts."